2-0.
Victory Monday.
Victory Monday. Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Welcome to episode 6 of Cheap Seats and Cheese Steaks. I am Jay Sensi. I am joined by the man himself, Tyler Kelvey. And man, it's a good start to the season, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, we were looking at the schedule early on, and this was a game. Week 2 was a game that we were really concerned about.
Yep.
It was close. Tough game.
Yeah, I mean, the win's what matters. But before we get into the game, I wanna ask if you saw this. So with the win Sunday, the Eagles, for the first time since 1933, which was the inaugural season, have an entire franchise record that is above 500.
Yeah.
You see that? 92 years.
Wow.
The last time the Eagles were at 500, I think, was in 1933 itself. They had a record of, I think it was 3-3-1. After that.
In the negative. Wow.
Until yesterday. With the win versus the Cowboys last week, we got back to 500. Yesterday being the first time in history that we're above 500. 92 years. There's been Eagles fans that have been born and died, and the franchise has never been, you know, a consistent winning franchise in that time span.
Officially a winning franchise.
Feels Go Birds. Good. Feels good.
Go Birds.
Okay.
Championships.
Let's go. Now we can get into the game.
Yeah.
All right. I know you've got some thoughts. We debriefed a little bit after the clock hit zero yesterday. I'm happy about a win. There's some things I like. There's some things I didn't like. But I'm going to start with you because you have an interesting take on the offense. I know you've got some concerns there. And, you know, I want to hear what you think.
Well, first off, we'll start with the good. Defensively, we played really well.
Yep.
Against a tough offensive team in a tough environment.
Sure.
The offense, great balance. 22 attempts from Jalen throwing the ball, which are a little skewed. Maybe a couple more pass plays because he took off on a few.
Mm-hmm.
And 22 carries for Saquon.
Yep.
For 88 yards and a touchdown. We love Saquon, 200 Saquon, 2,000 Saquon, but 22 carries, 88 plus yards, and a touchdown or more every game. That's a
good game.
That's a great season.
Yep.
If he can match that, you know.
Yep.
But my biggest thing is, who are these Eagles? I don't know what the identity of this team is yet. I mean, we're a defensive team, yes. Balanced so far, yes. But what are we good at? I mean, we're assuming Saquon's going to get off at some point.
Yep.
But if he doesn't, if these blocking schemes are not, if Saquon's not maybe healthy or just that last year was just an anomaly and it was special, are we a running team?
Right.
Throw for barely 100 yards with that receiving core. I just thought, and I thought Jalen played well week one. I thought he played well again. Not turning the ball over.
Right.
Not trying to do too much. But I don't think the offense is doing a good enough job of creating the explosive plays. There's just something like predictable in this manner too. When they're under center, mm-hmm. first and second down, it's almost 90% run.
Yeah. Yep.
Like first and second down, run. Then it's what? Third and eight, pass.
Right.
I mean, the only good thing about us is that on 3rd and 7, we can still run the ball with Saquon from a pass set, pick up 5-6 yards.
And tush push.
So,
or Jalen can take off, which he did a lot in the Cowboys game.
Yeah. But mostly, I mean, yesterday was, I don't remember much offensively other than a Saquon touchdown and a fucking ton of tush push.
Yep. I mean, you said something interesting last night when we talked after the game that I think it's worth going into, that, you know, you had kind of some eerily reminders of that the collapse season when we started hot with Brian Johnson at offensive coordinator, and you know, you said something last night that
no, but we didn't start out hot. We started out like this.
Well, I mean, we won games. Yeah, we won games. Yeah.
We won games, but the offense looked like this. Like, we threw a couple wide receiver screens yesterday, and that was like, whoa.
Yep.
Wide receiver screens for not many yards, right? Like, right. So it was very much like the ghost of Brian Johnson. Is that going back to what does Nick do well? I think he's a great motivator and stuff like, I don't know if he's schematically X and O guys. And I think now that Kellen Moore is gone, I think he's back into trying
some X and O's.
Yeah. And Petullo's got to kind of listen to him. They're boys. Like, so is this passing game? Because the passing game looked not very creative.
No, it looked like it did 2 years ago.
Just basic routes. Nobody's open.
Yep.
Like, how is these receivers? No one's open. You know, like, that's not that can't be.
No, and I think that's what made us so well-rounded last year is with the Kellen Moore offense, Jalen wasn't having to hold the ball a ton of time, right? He was getting it off quick or he was taking off. And, you know, we got to take it with a grain of salt. I mean, it's only 2 weeks in. But I agree with you. After you said it, it almost clicked instantly that it was just so reminiscent of that offense under Brian Johnson, and I just hope we can break away from that or find the identity, whether it's leaning more on Saquon if we can establish the run. I just don't want to see us fall into that trap where we're barely winning games because our offensive scheme and play call is just too predictable, and that ends up biting us later in the season.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just hoping we find an identity.
Yep.
Like, if we're gonna throw the ball, like, we need to get more creative with throwing the ball. If we're gonna run the ball, let's get a little more creative with running the ball. Mm-hmm. I mean, I felt like these sets they're running with two tight ends and compact, and you're inviting more guys into the box, which makes it harder for Saquon to run.
Yep.
Yep. You need to get a little more creative. You need to spread things out. Let him run zone from the shotgun. I think last year that's what we did exceptionally well. Mm-hmm. We did run on our center, but not much. Like,
right. A lot of it was under the gun.
Yeah. So we need to get a little bit more back to that. I get what the feeling of it is. It's like, let's just get hat on a hat and let Saquon make one guy miss.
Yep.
But, you know, you go up against Chris Jones and that's a problem because he beats his man, and he did a lot yesterday. And now you get, you know, not a ton of explosive plays from your run game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not ready to call for Petullo's head yet. I'm sure there's others that probably are at this point. I think we got to give the guy a little bit of grace and a little bit of time to kind of find his own identity too, with the offense. But I think the lack of creativity is a concern. Like I said, it almost seemed like they knew what we were going to do. The receivers were not open. We did get the ball to AJ, but they were all short little passes, right? We had one.
I think every single pass he caught yesterday was a slant.
Yes. Yep.
I love the slants.
Yeah.
Bring it back. But where was two or three explosive attempts?
Yep.
Good attempts with our receivers. I mean, that Devontae Smith catch, like,
yep,
that wasn't an explosive play. Like, he just threw it up and it was one-on-one and he basketballed him, rebounded it. But there was no creativity in that.
No.
You know? I mean, Spags with the blitz. And I'm not calling for Petullo's job. I think they can figure it, but they have to. Who are we? And that's the tough part about not playing preseason. These are your feel-out games. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it's your biggest rivalry in Dallas and your biggest rivalry outside of Dallas, you mm-hmm. know? So, so that's a tough ask and task, but it doesn't get easier.
No, I mean, I think we got I'm not going to say that we got lucky, but I think we were fortunate in that Kansas City did not have their two top receivers.
Absolutely.
Right. I mean, Adoree Jackson, I don't think he played bad. I think he played pretty well. There were some times he got beat. There were some times he got beat and Mahomes overthrew it. I think he got run over once. But no crystal ball. But I think if they have those two top receivers, it's a much tighter game.
Yeah, much different game. Even in the run game, because of having those guys and they catch one or two big plays downfield, now our pass defense got to back up a little bit and yep. respect that more, play action, you know. So, yeah, no, and listen, you got to win games. You got to win tough games. But I would prefer not to see, you know, A.J. Brown and, you know, without – not even if he had those stats, the same stats, but we took two or three good shots downfield, mm-hmm. I'd be okay with it. But right. I feel like we're not even, you know, attempting to, yeah. No. And we're not doing anything to create like those either. It doesn't look like, do you know what I mean? It, yep. Like there was no like, oh man, replay, oh, almost had it. Like Jalen's holding, looking, and they're just running and they're playing zone and they're just like passing them off and they're like, two ins, two outs, and you're like, where's the creativity? Where's yeah. attacking certain coverages? And it's just, that's the only thing I want to see more. Like, we could still have these games and fail,
yep.
but we need to attempt things downfield. I think Jalen Hurts didn't complete a pass over 5 yards.
That's fair. Until the Devontae catch,
yeah.
Yeah. And like you said, that one was a toss-up.
Yeah, if McDuffie was in a better position, he could have picked that off.
Yep.
It wasn't like a, and this isn't anything against Jalen. I feel like, you know, Jalen's dialed in. You know, it's the play design. The biggest difference, too, from then to now, that year, Brian Johnson, and this is Jalen's not forcing it. And
right.
Like that year, I felt like even yeah. New England early on in that year, like the biggest thing about him that year, and it was his things people were concerned about, is him playing hero ball a little mm-hmm. too much and turning the ball over. He yep. had a bunch of turnovers that year with Brian Johnson. But the fact that he's like, hey, we won the game, motherfucker.
Right.
You know, like the Chris Jones thing. Mm. And he's really adopted that. Like my thing, like there's a lot of guys who have a lot of pride in what we talk about with Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
He's become the win guy.
Yep.
Like he knows that's his argument for why he's a great quarterback.
Right.
So he's just like, just win, baby. I don't give a fuck. I'll throw for 50 yards. I don't care. Are we winning? Cool.
Yep.
And that's what I love that about it. And he doesn't seem like he's trying to do too much.
Correct. On the flip side, another second half of defense, though. Like, yeah. you know, you look at two games in a row now, and Vic did this really well last year, too. Those second half defensive adjustments, he just locks guys down. And to, you know, again, Mahomes didn't have his top two receivers. I get that. But they moved the ball against us defensively much better in the first half than they did in the second half. And whatever Vic did at halftime had the guys coming back. We were much tighter. We were much cleaner. We were getting a little bit more pressure. So we're definitely a defensive team, but I think we're also a second half defensive team more than a first half defensive team. Would have liked to see us score a little bit more points to give that defense a little bit more cushion, but they came to play. Big pick by Makuba in a critical time after he got ran over by Mahomes. I didn't love seeing that. He did redeem himself though with that pick and some other key tackles that he made later in the game too. I'm happy where the defense is at. We're going to obviously lean on them as we try to find that offensive identity.
Yeah. In Vic, I trust. No, definitely. We are for sure a defensive team, you know. And, yeah, I think the second half adjustments are crucial, more so this year, especially early on, because guys are trying to figure it out.
Yep.
Like last year, Cooper DeJean didn't even start until week 5.
It's fair.
Mm-hmm. So Drew Makuba being in there, mistakes and success is really good because at least he's on the field contributing at this yep. point. Where so by week 5, he should be up to speed and we'll see how good he could be. But he seems to be that guy. Nick said there's these guys on defense where they just seem to be around the ball.
Yep.
They find ways to just make plays. And they say he's that type of guy. They like, we see it in practice. We saw it on film. He just has real great instincts. And that pass is just one of those things. Like, yeah, he drops it, but it's like one of those things. Like sometimes we'll see how it plays out, but a lot of times you just see these guys, they're always in that position to just catch easy, you know, but after like 15 times of them doing it, you're like, oh no, that's just, they're always around in the ball. When you're ready and success is right there for you.
It has to be, it just happens to be there at that time.
Yeah.
But you don't, like you said, you don't put yourself, if you're always in that position, you're bound to get something bounce your way.
Yeah. Unless you're Quinyon Mitchell.
Yeah.
He's just so good, and he's always in position, but he just can't get interceptions.
Poor guy. I know.
He just can't catch.
You think they give him shit for it?
They said they were putting him on the jugs last year. I mean, I guess that's why he played for Toledo. Yeah, honestly, that's the only...
Fair. Yeah, okay.
Like, he's Alabama, Georgia, Division I, 5-star, but he just doesn't get turnovers.
He's not going to catch the ball.
He don't get turnover. And, And he got burned on that touchdown, but that wasn't his fault. Reed Blankenship.
He almost made a play.
Yeah, Reed Blankenship took the bait. And then he played that perfect. He punched right through the receiver. Like, if in 9 out of 10 times, that gets
the ball's
broken
out.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, he wasn't supposed to be there. But the guy's fast. He caught up to that receiver in a heartbeat.
No, he's playing. I'm wearing the 27 jersey. But, he's phenomenal. But he's not getting the picks. And that, like, one, that makes you the greater, like, when people talk about greatness, like, why Patrick Surtain is the best cornerback in the league overall, because you got to get the ball.
Yep.
But as far as just solid, always there, always in good position, I mean, you can't ask for much more from a year two guy.
He'll get them. He'll get the picks.
Yeah. And Travis Kelce, swiftly becoming not that good. Just saying. We'll see how it plays out, but he's struggling. He's struggling. He's frustrated. And I think as the year goes on, I don't know if it's going to get much better. Chiefs got Giants this week and then followed by the Ravens. So they could possibly go 1-3 to start this year.
Yeah, they'll beat the Giants. Giants should have won.
They should have won. So, okay. Yeah. So two things. The Cowboys just fucking up my Sunday.
Yeah.
For a few reasons.
Okay.
So one, obviously they beat the Giants, right? Yep. And the Giants were doing everything to win that game. Fuck. And then lose it at the end.
Yep.
But also my son started flag football on Sunday. And they all pick NFL teams to be their teams. There's not 32 teams. So whoever the coach was picked the Cowboys. So my son plays for the fucking Dallas Cowboys. It's not even like, hey, we're the, you know, Old Forge Cowboys. Like, all they just pick NFL teams because it's like a NFL sponsored thing. So you pick an NFL team. Yeah. Like I said, I would have took the Jaguars, the Panthers, any other.
Come on, man.
He's a Cowboy. And then, they need help. I mean, there's only two guys and there's a bunch of, you know, kids. So I get roped into now I might be coaching.
You're coaching the Cowboys.
I might be coaching the Cowboys. First thing I do, trade my son to the Packers. Pull the Michael Parsons. Send him to, I'll be a Packers all day. No. But yeah, so the Cowboys fucking up my Sunday a little bit.
Damn. I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah. Listen, that's what they do.
I'm going to come get some footage, though. You going to wear a hat? Do they have gear for the coaches?
Oh, I don't know. No.
I hope not.
No. I'll still wear Eagles stuff.
Did a team pick the Eagles, though? It just wasn't his team?
I think there might be an Eagles team. All right. But they played the Packers.
All right. Yeah. Well, can't win them all.
No.
All right.
Speaking of the Packers, though, the Packers
look good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Packers look good.
Thanks for a little help. And well, atop the NFC East. We'll take it.
First place.
First
Two
place.
Weeks in is what it is. Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Had a long season to go.
Yeah,
but,
long season.
Expect a bump in the road here or there. But, I think it's our division to win.
And also, my undefeated Eagles season still going, technically.
This is true. Technically, we got Rams coming up. This will be another test.
Let's
and they've
go.
Got better receivers.
I think right? we, yeah, I think we figured this out. I think we got to get off. Plus, I don't know. Saquon loves to play the Rams.
This is true. And it's in Philly.
It's in Philly. Saquon loves to play the Rams. I don't know why, but he shows up 200, 200 plus yards in both games twice. Last year.
Yep.
So we doing game prediction? Score prediction?
Let's do it. All right. I'm going to go 28-17 Birds.
Okay. I'm going to go Birds got to get right offensively, and they're going to score points. So 34-27?
Okay. All right.
They get touchdown.
A tight butthole game?
Yeah. I mean, I don't see it not being.
Yeah, or it could they be. They all are at this point. I told you, right? Yeah. I told you last week.
Yeah. It's just how it is. This is our life. Even when I really think about it, go back to last year. I mean, we won, but there were a lot of tough fought games. Like that's just how the Eagles are. That's why I love their play style. The whole Rocky, like even though we're the champs right now, like we're just grimy, you know. Like, there's so much finesse in the NFL, and the Eagles are still grimy. Like they're grimy. Like you run the tush push 10 times a game, you're a grimy motherfucker.
That was awesome to see.
Yeah.
What did we run? Seven or eight times?
I don't know. I was talking to Ned, and he was like, I don't remember much about the game, but the defense looked pretty good, and the tush push works. I'm like, yeah.
Even the guy on Fox, the guy, what is it, Dean Blandino?
Oh, he said, I'm so done with the tush push. Yeah. Fuck you.
Fuck off, Dean.
Hey, Dean, fuck off. Mind your own business.
Go Birds, dickhead.
Go Bird, dickhead. Yeah. Let the tush push reign. I mean, they're going to get rid of it. I just would
eventually,
I would just love for us to get another Super Bowl out of it.
Yep.
And possibly score like four touchdowns in that game from the tush push.
I mean, it's most likely going to get banned after this season.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the vote was close. I think if we keep beating teams with it, everybody that voted in our favor to keep it, probably going to be a little salty.
Yeah, it's happening. I just think the NFL, too. We're talking a little bit before about it. Like they're the no fun league.
Yep.
Like everything they do is to hamper the fun. And it goes from rule changes, all the rule changes they've made. You go, oh, that's no fun. Like never once have I been like, wow, the NFL just did something that's going to make this game more exciting.
Yep.
Doesn't.
No. And they blame half of it on player safety.
Yeah. Which is absurd because they want them to play more games than ever.
Yep.
They play more games than ever in the history of the NFL. So if you want a player safety, like I said, two bye weeks, 70-plus active roster, so you can cycle guys in more.
Yep.
You know, I mean, you have practice squad elevations and stuff like that. But to balance 53 dudes when, you know, 22 most special teamers – you know, so you have 30 some starters for the most part, kickers, punters, guys that don't play both ways. So you have each offense, defense, special teams, 11, 11, 11.
Yep.
So you got the 33 guy plus help. You know, a 53 man roster doesn't give you a lot of options, you know, to keep guys healthy and fresh.
Mm-mm.
So I just don't, all of it. But the uniform thing drives me the most nuts because, like I said, player safety, we talk about it, like, sometimes a guy will get lit up and you're like, whoa, that's a penalty. That's a fine.
Yep.
No fine, no penalty. Okay, player safety. But every single time a player sneezes wearing his socks too low, he gets a fine. They fine every single uniform violation. Don't ever think, and nobody's ever gotten by. Because if they ever do and somebody like posts it on social media like, hey, man, his socks look really cool today. They go, oh, fine.
You open that door just a little bit.
Nuts. Yeah. Like we're talking the Jalen two cleats.
Yep.
Like if they allow Jalen to wear the two different spikes, that would become like my son would want to wear two different spikes, you know, playing like that's cool. Like that becomes, you know, the flavor and the fun of, you know, like it's like back in like Allen Iverson. You know, had the cornrows, had the arms, the shooter sleeve. Like, he was cool. Like, you wanted to, his sneakers were cool. Like, you wanted to emulate and do stuff like that because it was fun and unique. But now it's like every NFL player, like, the uniforms, you have to, like, jump through hoops to get a alternate uniform now. Well, always, but for sure now, like, they should have alternate uniforms all the time. Give me 100 different Eagles jersey combinations. I'll buy them all.
We'd be broke.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to buy more Eagle stuff anyways.
Yeah, that's fair.
Let's get some jerseys.
Different.
No, but
I'm here for that.
But yeah, but every uniform violation gets flagged. And Jaylen Two Cleats would be so cool.
Maybe one day. When they bring back the excessive celebrations. That's what I miss.
Yeah.
I used to love the celebrations. Especially like Ocho Cinco.
Yeah.
Like, he had some great ones. Mm-hmm. Remember the Hall of Fame jacket?
Mm-hmm.
T.O.
with the Sharpie was
pretty good.
Amazing.
Who did the cell phone?
Was Joe Horn.
Joe Horn.
New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a lot of really good ones.
Yeah, there's some good
ones. We lived in the best era of football, I think.
Oh, man. Dude, early 2000s football, like late 90s, early 2000s football, best football ever.
Yep.
Because it was like the perfect marriage of still the rules were allowing them to kill each other, and then the super athletes were starting to come in.
Yes.
Because it was like back in the old days when you're like talking about certain players, like they were a super athlete playing against a bunch of kind of normal Joes.
Right.
In a way, you know, even though there was a lot of good players. But like 97, 98, 99, 2000 into like 2007, there was just like the athlete, like Michael Vick.
Yep.
All those guys, like, it was the fastest, funnest NFL.
And the hardest hitting. These guys were killing each other.
Yeah. Like,
and Brian Dawkins was suplexing dudes.
Sean Taylor was running John through Taylor. Punters at Pro Bowls.
Yep. Yes. Remember when the Pro Bowl was good?
Yeah, the Pro Bowl used to, like, kids have
the
no
Bowl
idea.
Was awesome.
Like, my son will never know the greatness of, like, dude, I watched the night, go back and watch. Now, Pro Bowls, 90s, early 90s. Go back and watch like 1990 Pro Bowl with like Randall Cunningham and like Bruce Smith and all. Crazy. So many talented players, and they played.
They weren't afraid of getting hurt.
No, they were playing.
Yep.
Like, they got a free trip to Hawaii, and, you know, actually, I don't even know if they played in Hawaii in that 1990. No, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
no, they did, yeah. But the Hawaii, and that was another thing too. The Hawaii was so cool.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. I missed the Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl used to be really fun.
Now it's just lame.
Yeah, we
super
play
lame.
Flag football
and skills. Like, we know what their skills are. We watch them every Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see them kill each other at an all-star team.
Which, listen, I'm always for player pay and all that stuff. But I think with the millions of dollars that you get through your contract, I think that obligates you to, like, go out there and ball out for Pro Bowl fun, too.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, all for the most part, like, all the non-contact injuries you can get from flag football, guy cuts and hurts himself.
Sure.
Like, I don't know. Those are the worst injuries.
I get the same injuries in practice.
Yeah.
Play the game.
Play the game.
Let's go.
Give the people what they want. The NBA used to be cool, too.
Yep.
Like, 1990s.
Yep.
Jordan, Shaq going at it. Like, they would kind of dilly-dally for the first, like, half and keep it close and do some cool stuff. But, like, second half, it was like, let's go. That's how the Pro Bowl used to be, too. It was kind of like first half they would come out and they would play. But second half, like, it's death now.
Yep. And you know what? I feel like they saw it as, like, an honor to be in the game.
Yeah.
Like, right now, it just doesn't mean anything to them. I mean, it's cool. Okay, yeah, I'm a Pro Bowler. Great. But I think back then they took it a lot more seriously. They took it as much bigger honor to be in the game, and I think that's why they gave it their all.
Yeah.
Bring back the old Pro Bowl.
Yeah, it was really fun. And the jerseys
were fun. Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah. No fun league.
No fun league. And that's what they've created. They now this is why these players just give a shit about money.
Correct.
They're just like, all you guys give a shit about is money.
It's fair.
So you're going to fine me for spiking the ball too hard and you know, wearing my socks too low. Like, I don't know. Like, I get, like, there should be like certain uniform stuff you can't break. I'm with that. But for me, the uniform stuff, like, just let them have some flavor. Let them have their own style. Like, that creates such a fun culture for the kids that watch it because of that.
Right.
Transitioning into lifelong fans.
Yep.
Like, how are you going to get, you know, people interested? That's a good way to get people interested. Like, instead of pushing Taylor Swift down our throats and, like, soft women play football and this, that, and all that. Hey, just listen.
Just give make them different jerseys.
Let them play and let them express themselves. We'll love it forever.
Yep.
Kids will watch it and they become lifelong fans. My son's a lifelong Eagles fan, not because of me even. He was watching the Steelers game from a couple years ago or Was it? Yeah, I think it was the Steelers. The AJ Brown scored and put Batman cape on.
Yep.
Batman. Yeah, he's big Batman, that skinny Batman, and Jason Kelsey's fat Batman, you know? And, letting them have some fun, you know, translates to fun. It's fun for people. It's still a game. I don't know.
Maybe it's a pendulum. Maybe we'll get back to some of it.
I hope. I don't know. I just think, some of the stuff is just let them play, man.
All right. For last topic, before we wrap the episode, I want to know, give me one thing you want to see versus the Rams this Sunday. Most important thing to see from this Eagles team.
I think good quality attempts at getting A.J. Brown and Devontae, you know, some one-on-one or catchable balls downfield. Opening up that defense a little bit.
Okay.
Because I think with that, Saquon benefits too.
For sure.
But if you can't push the ball down the field, we need that. Like, I don't even need, you know, 60-yard touchdowns. I need, like, a 25-yard. I need a 25-yard catch or, like, a 60-yard, that cornerback better be on his P's and Q's all day because we could take this. So,
sometimes you're going to get a pass interference.
Or a pass interference.
You
got to
take the shot. Sometimes you catch it. Sometimes you drop it. Hopefully you don't throw a pick, but sometimes you also get the call.
Yeah. And I think that's Jalen's probably strongest is his deep ball.
Yep.
So,
yep.
You know, I like week one, Dotson.
Yep.
Like, I would have liked to have seen a couple more attempts at a play like that. Like, he caught that one, but if we threw two more similar to that and they were dropped, I'm okay with that.
Yep.
Yeah. Just that you're putting pressure on the defense by doing that.
For sure. Okay. I want to see a little bit more pressure. I'd like to see a little bit more pressure up front. We got a little bit more as the game progressed against the Chiefs.
Blitzing.
We were blitzing. Yes. We're definitely blitzing. I like the blitzing
a lot.
Because I think our back end can cover, maybe with the exception of an Adoree Jackson, but I'm not ready to throw the towel in on him just yet either. I just want a little bit more pressure up front, which is four guys.
Yeah.
We have the personnel to do it. We didn't get a lot of it against the Cowboys. We got a little bit more of it against the Chiefs.
Smith?
Yeah. I know.
That dude coming in?
Let him eat.
That dude coming in?
Yeah.
The new guy?
What the hell? I can't think of his name.
I can't think
of it. But he made an impact right out of the gate.
Run game, pass game.
That's what I'm saying. We just feed off of that. If we can continue to get pressure with four guys up front. I mean, Jalen Carter coming back made an impact yesterday.
For sure.
I think he got a little bit banged up. You see, he was kind of holding his arm or his wrist.
Yeah.
But he still made some impact plays even after that.
He didn't come out.
No, he didn't come out.
Which was impressive.
So hopefully everything's okay there. If we can continue getting some pressure up front with four guys and mix in a couple blitzes, I would just like to see a little bit more pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah, I could get with that.
All right, man. Well, listen, 2-0 is 2-0. We got some things we got to figure out.
2-0 is better than 0-2, that's for sure.
This is true. On to the Rams, and as always, go Birds.
Go Birds.
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory.